Blog Talk Radio.
It took about 20 years before science owned what I was talking about. If you understand epigenetics, you don't need the pharmaceutical industry. That's not in the interest of the, you know, one of the biggest industries on this planet to say you can heal yourself without drugs. And I go, absolutely. Look, I can feed you with an idea that this pill that we just got from the pharmaceutical company, it's the greatest, best thing for your issue. And I give you this pill and you get better. And then later you find out it was a sugar pill and everybody goes, yeah, that's called the placebo effect. And I go, what does it really mean? I said, you didn't get healed by the pill, you got healed by the belief in the pill. At least one third, minimum of one third of all medical intervention is, it's the placebo effect that where the healing comes from. Everybody goes, yeah, I know about the placebo. I go, yeah, but that's a result of positive thinking. What about negative thinking? And this is what we don't talk about, but the reality is it's equally powerful in regard to affecting your biology as is positive thinking, but it works in the opposite direction. A negative thought is called the nocebo effect. It can cause any disease, and you can die. If you believe you're going to die, you can die from the belief. So we really have to watch out because, as psychologists would tell us, 70% or more of our thoughts are negative and redundant, replaying the same negative thoughts. I go, if thoughts had nothing to do with it, fine. But thoughts, positive or negative, shape our biology. And all of a sudden it says, well, now it's time to wake up because our negative thinking is manifesting a negative life experience. It took about 20 years before science owned what I was talking about and gave it the name epigenetics. That's the new science.
Okay, which is the belief that through your behavior you can kind of alter your genetics, pass those on, express it differently. I'm probably using the wrong words.
Well, pretty close right now.
Now people talk about it as a reality, although it's still not totally understood or totally believed.
But it can be replicated. It is now.
It is a science.
It's a hard science, and it's the leading edge. Now, I'll tell you where the problem comes from. Not so much the scientists, but the pharmaceutical industry. And the reason why this becomes important is because the pharmaceutical industry runs the show in medicine. And if you could put this kind of healing that I'm talking about into a capsule or tablet, they'd be talking about it right now. But this is a consciousness healing, and you can't sell it. And so what's the result? They're not interested in it. And they, through their money, which is massive, actually determine the curriculum in a medical school. And one of the things they're trying to get rid of are people who respond to the placebo effect because the placebo effect throws the data right off the chart. A simple fact is this, and people might be upset, but the drugs like Prozac in laboratory tests are no better than a sugar pill. And that's just how many billions of dollars a day on this planet are spent buying Prozac.
Yes.
Or statin drugs. Statin drugs help less than 3% of the people that take them. And in fact, they cause side effects that are dangerous in about 23%. So you help 3% with a drug, 23% are getting toxic from the drug. And the idea is these are drugs that, how long do you take statins? How long do you plan to live?
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, that's a, you know, they're drug
they're
dealers.
Cash cow.
Look, it's advertised every 10 minutes on television. There's a new drug or a drug. And it's put into their heads like, your life's not working right. This drug, look at the happy people. See, they've taken the drug and how happy they are. And people buy that story. And pharmaceutical drugs kill about 300,000 people a year. And everybody's, oh, that's just the cost of doing medicine. And yet they have a war on drugs, which kill less than 30,000 people a year. And all of a sudden, you got a war because 30,000 people died. 300,000 people died. That's business as usual.
Okay. How do we break this cycle? How do you fight these huge companies?
Basically, stop buying the product. And you say, but how can I stop buying the product? And the answer is, well, empower yourself because you're the one that controls all this. Any drug that affects you, you got to understand this. If I take a drug and it affects me, the reason why it affects me is because I have a natural equivalent of that drug in my own biology. You don't take a drug and it affects you and you have a receptor for that drug, like you were having this protein receptor for a drug you may never take. That would be silly. So if you have a receptor for a drug, then by definition, that receptor was already there because there's a natural drug. So in smoking pot, everyone, oh, no, there's a drug called tetrahydrocannabinol. And guess what? You have receptors for it because you make your own. So the idea is this. Well, if you want to have the effect of the drug, do you have to take an outside drug? I say, no, you have to change your consciousness because you already manufacture every equivalent of a drug right now. And the idea is, if you're not manufacturing it, then that means your consciousness is not supporting you in your health. And it's really an adjustment of consciousness, not an adjustment of your biology.
And why do I say that? Because after 46 years and teaching you morons for 23 years, you want to take the easy way out. Because you think life is a journey. That is horseshit. Life's a journey if you're a moron and you're retarded. That's why, you know, that's what you've done with the life up heretofore. It's been a journey. And how good is the fucking journey? You tell me. Wouldn't you have rather, when the first time you went out with somebody that you thought you were in love with, thought is the operative word, wouldn't you have liked to have a template? Oh, let's follow this process instead of, because that is a journey. And all the mistakes you made and raising this fucking little shithead for kids you got, instead of having this book, life doesn't have to be a journey. It's a journey for morons. Do you think life is a journey for the Trump kids? It's a motherfucking process, the same process his daddy raised him by. Same for me. Life ain't a journey if you're my kid. It's a goddamn process. So you tell me if you're results oriented at all, who's better off, the journey or the process? And you just heard, you know, and the but he was able to come back from death. Rigor mortis had already set in. Come back from death, and now we're following the steps more carefully, as he pointed out. And we haven't even seen the first step yet. And we don't get to the first step till the afternoon of the third day. Because unless we build the right foundation, the house will be wobbly. And it'll be, we got to build the right foundation. And for the most part, most people in this room and most people listening on YouTube have to come to the realization, as sad as it is, that you have pissed, you have urinated, heretofore, up until this morning, your entire life down a fucking shithole. Very simple. That's it. If you want to create massive wealth. If you just want to be a happy, slappy housewife from fucking Dundee, or a happy, slappy bimbo from fucking Toronto, or a happy, slappy guy who goes to the Little League games in Mesa, Arizona, then that's okay. But if you want to create some fucking money, and money's not everything, but if you don't think money can buy happiness, you don't know where to fucking shop. Say that with an Irish accent. Okay. If you don't think money can buy happiness, you don't know where to shop.
If don't think money can buy happiness, you don't know where to shop.
Correct. correct. But I mean, you can get money and then go save the world. You can get money and save the forests in Brazil. You make money and go save global warming, which I don't believe in. And save the kids in Biafra and all that shit. But without money, you can't save a fucking thing. Don't you understand? Don't the fucking idiots on YouTube understand that? Until you make some shekels. Until you make some fucking coin. You can't help anybody. Because if love got the job done, you wouldn't all be fucked up. And I've had mothers, daughters, grandfather, daughter, son. I've run 3 generations of the gamut in this seminar here. And they all say the exact same thing. The daughter looks to the mother, you fucked me up. The mother looks to the father, you fucked me up. And they all agree. And where it really gets dicey is the second or third days after they have a few drinks, a few pops. Then it can get fucking ugly, as Sally would say. Fucking ugly. Nothing like a mother to turn on her daughter or vice versa. Nothing like it. It's like in the fucking movies. It's like a goddamn soap opera. Because that's life. And if we admit it to ourselves, then we have an opportunity to move on. If we don't, then we're just fucked in the quagmire. It goes without saying, and I really am tired of saying it after all these years. This next week is going to change your life. Now, we have somebody, Michael here, who this is his third time. First time was 99-2000, then 2010, and then now. I'm not going to explain to you why, because you're too fucking stupid to know why. And for the YouTubers, I don't really give a shit if they learn anything. But people only come to me for one or two reasons. And I've only met two of you. At least I can see the tall, bald guy now. Jesus Christ, you know. And he's Dutch. Are you Dutch?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Anyway, desperation or inspiration? That's the only reason you cocksuckers come to me. You're all desperate. I am the last chance hotel. I am the last chance. You've tried every other fucking thing known to man. And I'm it. You either make it with me or you fucking should... I don't say that anymore because somebody does it and then I get sued. Guys and gal, this is probably the only time I'm going to remember it as a gal. So when I say guys, I mean everybody. Guys, you've tried everything. He's back here for a third time for a reason, which he can explain to you if he wants. As I said in the October seminar, when Donald Trump got elected, oh, God knows. It was the beginning of the transformation, the greatest transformation of wealth in your fucking miserable life. I never thought I'd live long enough to see it again. I started crying just thinking about it. I said it again in December at the December seminar. And I still get these fucking moronic emails from you stupid morons. What did you mean? The greatest transformation of wealth, Mr. Benya? How many engineers do we have in the group? Be honest. How many fucking engineers? 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, fuck. 7. This group is maybe destined to failure. If I was early in my goddamn career, it would be destined to failure. Because engineers are the hardest cocksuckers for this to get through their brain. I've had people with 80 IQ to 180 IQ come through this group. And the 80 IQ made more money than the 180 IQ, and they're both on the Hall of Fame. God damn, seven motherfucker. Oh, fuck. My work's going to be... I'm going to earn my money, this group. I'm never going to earn my money. Because one of you may actually, as you're tripping on your own dick, and I look at her when I say this, you may stumble into $1 billion. Looking at you, not likely. But maybe. Because hope springs eternal, kids. I'm not going to ask you because you'll lie. How many have thought of me as being your last hope? It's either that or a revolver. Some of you in this room have contemplated killing your parents. Brothers. I've never had anybody that wanted to kill their grandparents, though. I'm still waiting for that. Your family has been fucking you up since the second trimester. And your mom is coming. And you wonder why it's so hard. As Jim Ryan, the greatest miler that ever lived without a gold medal, told me 45 years ago, motivation gets you going, Daddy. Good habits keep you going. And I have extraordinary habits. And you have shit habits. The weekly reports will be painful for most of you. Like giving birth, although I've never given birth, but I've had two new knee replacements in the last few months, and I'm supposed to be on crutches. I have the crutches in the seminar room just in case I collapse. But they gave me an epidural for my knee. That's the closest I'm going to get to childbirth. And I was awake during the fucking surgery, you cunts. You've seen those on YouTube, those pictures, right? You've seen them on my website. How'd you like to be awake during that? You don't even want to be awake when you got diarrhea. I don't want anybody to like me. If you like me at the end of this week, I failed. This is just a teaser, as they say in marketing. This is just a marketing teaser, what it's going to be like the next week. And there are stupid questions, old timer. There are stupid questions. So think before you open your big fucking mouth. We've had people quit tonight. We've had people, never the second day, the third day. We've had people quit the fourth day, the fifth day. We've had people quit graduation night. We've had plenty of people quit the first fucking week. They never turned in the first fucking report. When you find out how much time you waste every fucking day and you're not sick to your fucking stomach throwing up, you ought to kill yourself. We're going to memorialize every motherfucking minute of the day for the next 12 months. Donald Trump is the greatest thing that ever happened to finance in the last 100 motherfucking years. And as I said, he's going to fuck finance for practice in a good way. He's already just begun. In October and December, I listed the 100 fucking things he was going to do. I haven't been wrong yet. He's not even doing the scary shit now. And for those of you that I tweeted earlier today, if those of you that give a shit what happened to General Flynn, you're idiots. Doesn't make a shit. It doesn't matter that he says, whatever that chain that didn't sell his daughter shit, doesn't give a shit. That's why you're all poor. And that's why the fucking planet's poor, because they focus on the wrong things. You have learned to play financial instruments heretofore. I'm going to teach you fucking morons how to play the whole financial orchestra. For the first time in your miserable life. And I have a big announcement to make tomorrow morning, which I'm not going to make now, because I don't want you to spoil your dinner. I don't really give a shit. That's a fucking lie. That's the closest I get to being politically correct. And political correctness is a manifestation of lack of self-esteem. And your parents did it to you. And for those of you that put on your fucking paper, I have no regrets. God help you. Allah, Buddha, you fucking sorry weenies. And for a couple of you that said, my parents have no regrets, all they got to do is look at you. Are you fucking crazy? If they don't regret having you, you should have been the shit that rolled down the inside of your mama's leg. I love this job. Let's go eat. We had enough good times. There's no questions. Let's go.
There's no
food. No
food? No.
It's not time yet? Oh, you mean I can yell some more? Okay, well then you can mingle now. You can mingle. I don't want to talk to you. Don't thank me, moron. You have no idea what the fuck you're saying.
Peace to God. Let's talk about credit. Well, we're going to talk about really more VPNs, trade lines, pretty much how it works as far as I get a lot of questions about trade lines and how they work. Trade lines pretty much are just nothing more than just piggybacking off of certain loans, credit cards, which establish basically give you a, what's the word for it? This gives you like a, you know, like, I say it's a credit, you know, they had a credit card for about 12 years, it just adds, you know, 12 months of, 12 years of payment, whatever the case may be. But also how it works is that, you know, you can also get lines of credit with that same bank, depending on who they are. Let's just say it's a, what's Apple's, I forgot what Apple. Or let's just say Synchrony. That's a Synchrony account. Say it's Pay Jewelers or whatever. Say they have Pay Jewelers card. I think Synchrony is it. Might be Reed. Yeah, that's Reed. But, you know, pretty much to be able to get loans with other companies that are pretty much backed by that bank. Trade lines are, you know, good if you want good credit up fast. Still got to put in work. VPNs are, you know, take work, you know, to build up, get there. But first, before you do anything, you have to opt in. Opting in is pretty much just putting you on public record. Basically, like saying, VPN is actually, well, it is a person, you know. So being the system. So when you opt in, what happens is you start to get pre-approval letters from different credit card companies. So you're in public record now. Now they're like, hey, okay, we got this blank credit. And it's actually a person. Just like when you turn 18. You started getting different letters from different companies saying you're pre-approved for Capital One, Chase, and different stuff like that because you have blank credit. Or because you're starting college, so now you have a loan, student loan. And I'm like, okay, you know, they're going to school. You know, they're going to need money to get through school, plus they're probably going to get a job while they're in school. So they start sending you something better, stuff like that. So that's basically what opting is. You put you on public record. You know, you're going to start getting pre-approvals. With all of that trade lines, which is, you know, help you success of your approval sometimes, but really, it's just based off of you opting in the public record that will get you out there. And also, applying at Tri-Merge, a lot of people don't know what Tri-Merge is. Tri-Merge is basically, you know, all credit bureau have you on file. Pretty much all of me. Who says, you know, Tri-Merge, Trayvon, I just need to call it all three credit bureaus. But yeah, you definitely need another phone, of course, an email address, and another address. No more questions to get asked. Do you really understand how your Social Security number is used? Social Security Administration was created during the Great Depression. Federal government's intention was to allow Americans to save for our retirement so that we may live in our senior years. Like it or not, that was the plan. Over the years, the Social Security number, which was intended to identify your retirement account, has become a tool for the government and other private organizations to track us in numerous ways. Although that was not the original intent of the Social Security number, it has become an easy way for different organizations to identify it. For example, you're often asked for your Social Security number for a new bank account, credit union, or when applying for a job. Why do these organizations insist on requiring your Social Security number to identify you? Because we allow them to. The sole purpose of your Social Security number is for tax and Social Security use only. The law states that no federal, state, or local government agency may deny you any right, privilege, or benefit due to your refusal to provide a Social Security number for any other reason in producing money for retirement accounts with the Social Security Administration, the IRS, and your employer today. Credit bureaus are not legally allowed to require your Social Security number. When you create your, people ask, when it begins, what their credit. What will my credit score be? Credit score will be, complete blank. Let's say acquiring of credit account and credit history to attain a new credit score. Now, that's the word for it. And credit lingo, pretty much credit history. That's what I'm trying to say when I'm talking about trade lines. Pretty much, it gives you credit history as well as payments. Is this a second Social Security number? No, your 9-digit credit profile number will not be used for any government interactions, employment, driver's license, welfare, and any other social welfare was meant to use. Other social welfare was meant to utilize your Social Security number to gain benefits. Only use the CPN for credit purposes. We don't ever tell anybody to use it for any other purpose other than credit. But there's nothing wrong with it with CPN. CPN is nothing more than protecting your Social Security number. You're actually not supposed to get that number. Anyway, it says it on the back of that card. So, yeah. Opting in is nothing more than just, same thing we said before about putting yourself on public record, list yourself, job search, super pages, and do listings. But opting in is, easier and free. Another thing is, if you're going to do credit applications, never do it off the same phone. Do it off of the phone. Never do it off of your primary phone that you've already been using, because that phone has a specific IP address. unless you have a VPN for your phone, then of course that, you know, can be a problem. But you know, I'd rather you do it on your laptop, get a Hydra ass or some type of VPN that, you know, lets you change your IP. When you're doing applications, I'm just trying to help you out so you get approved and stuff like that and start getting used to, you know, getting approved. And, you know, as you get approved, you know, keep making your payments. You know, of course, you can always increase the limit on credit cards. So that's always the goal. Of course, you can always tax that, use that number for your business, or tax it to the business, you know, thank you, it's a credit purpose. Of course, you know, you can get apartment. In the apartment. Get a credit card, car loan, mortgages, only if they're private, like pretty much rent to own, pretty much what's private. And personal unsecured loan. You can use a business validator, create your own number, self-scratch, you know. Probably the best way to do it. Of course, you always pay somebody to do it for you. But, you know, I say, you know, I'd rather learn it myself, make some mistakes. Keep doing it until I get it right. So, and I'll be a pro at it, and I know how to do it for myself, and also how to teach others how to do it. As you know, knowledge is money. You know what I'm saying? People will kill to know certain stuff that we know. We will pay for that. You know, that's a product that will never go old unless you get dementia or shit like that. Other than that, like, damn paying yourselves and the most other people selling, doing nothing but selling knowledge. Knowledge is limitless. Okay? You know, you can always learn more knowledge to add on to the knowledge that you already do. Process. You know, when you follow that process, you get success. You know? Never a journey, it's always a process to success, a process to being fun. You know, it's really all process. Even when you are handling, you know, cases with the law, it's all a process. You have to follow the process to win. Follow the process, you win. Don't follow the process, or you lose. You know, these cases are very, very. You're not going to win. I mean, I'm not going to say you're not going to win, but you risk the chance of not winning when you just don't follow the process. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I've been, you know, working on VPNs, doing a lot of research on them. You know, trying out a few different things that work, that force, you know, no matter what, work. So, yeah, opting in can definitely help your chances of approval for certain credit cards and stuff like that. You know, it's all working our way up to that damn black card. I don't know about y'all, but, you know. Go, black card, baby. Yeah, just want to talk about credit, VPN, concentrate mind, explain those things a little bit. Yeah. No. That's about all. The biggest thing is to be spontaneous and, you know, not care what people think. You know, a lot of times we stop doing things or we hesitate only because of what we think will be embarrassing or, you know, mess up our so-called image. But at the end of the day, none of that stuff can ever mess up. You know, some of the most successful people will tell you making mistakes is part of it. You have to make mistakes. You have to know, okay, that doesn't work. Move on to the next thing. Find out what does work. It's a process. Every successful person has been through it. Certain changes, you know what I'm saying? They probably made more mistakes or have more failures than they really had successes. But just stick out because you won. You know what I'm saying? Or stick out because, you know, you made those mistakes. You know, most people don't make a book about too much of the failure. You know, that's talking about a little bit, but more of the successes stick out. And that's what comes with persevering and just having the self-esteem. We all know self-esteem was built in the first 7 years of our lives. So, you know, have self-esteem problems, you know. I blame it on that, but at the same time, the older now, you have control of that. You can control how you see yourself. Sometimes hard to outside voices, but those outside voices don't matter to your success or what you have going on. One, actually, to read your mind and know that you can achieve it or not. And people hope that you can. People hope. People, you know what I'm saying, actually believe in you and know that you can. You know what I'm saying? Because we all can. It's really a choice. You just slip into the, as I said, the thought. Thoughts, the actions, and the words that get you more success, not what you already know. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's been, you know what I'm saying, some of the most rich people in the world have been. It's about changing your circumstances. We all can change our circumstances because we all have 24 hours. Nobody in this day that doesn't have 24 hours. You know what I'm saying? And we got to be honest with ourselves sometimes. Sometimes we're wasting time. You know, this week I had to cut a lot of stuff to kind of, you know, I utilize my time as much as possible every day. Saw something where I had to cut it out to maximize my results. Perfect. I found that boom. Put my time into that. That's not gonna get me what I need. To cut it out. But, you know what I'm saying? Different stuff like that. And it's a daily thing. Process. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't happen overnight. I mean, you get thoughts in mind overnight, but starts to take an action. And over time, you know, the results tell it. That's what it's all about. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, yeah, money and everything, but at the end of the day, money's happiness. You know, but it just might have money in the pocket to be able to do certain things, you know. It's about, at the end of the day, money. Finding in it, or whatever it is, and going with it, trust yourself. You're going to make mistakes, so have successes. There's also going to be failures. You know what I'm saying? Some small, some big, but all that matters is, learn from it, and get better. Nothing but repetition. Time goes on, you get better. You'll notice, you know, that just comes natural after a while. really just more how much energy and how much passion you have for it. Are you willing to do it even if you want to do it? You know, most people do what they do. Yes, it starts off with getting the money, stuff like that. But I did. You know, I do it on candy times, doing 2 days, Fridays and Saturdays. And, it's not all about paying. You know, because I make money other ways. You know, I trust myself enough to know, boom, I can give you guys knowledge, give you guys to, you know, give you a little, you know, I do stuff like that. But, you know, a lot of the products that I sell on my website, you go back to the archives, actually giving it the verbatim word for word. Whoever said it was about money, more than about money, it's about choices. It's about making people who really want it come and get it, work for it. You know what I'm saying? Understanding the process. That doesn't happen overnight. It takes work, it takes dedication, it takes sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? Lots of sacrifice. It takes fucking balls. You know what I'm saying? Because there's going to be times that you're going up against something not way bigger than yourself, but you have to believe you're bigger than it. Because at the end of the day, nothing more than imaginary compared to you, compared to the powers that you got that we strip ourselves of because we let our self-confidence or, you know what I'm saying, what we can achieve be told by others because they couldn't do it, because they feel they can. You know? You know, I'm not telling you that's for everybody. Not everybody's going to be successful. You know? But it starts here. And we change around the direction of where a lot of things going, a lot of things that you get satisfied with. Starts with you. Just you having the balls, stand up, say, fuck, change that, you know, get what I want. You know, some people want 500,000, you know. People want millions. You can live with that. You want billions. You can want trillions. End of the day. Limit. The number. You know, that we can definitely produce. As far as producers and future innovators. We direct create right environment. But save your money first. So yeah, focus on your money. Focus on your businesses, suppress your money. Definitely get me. You know, take these bank money and invest in different things or even invest in yourself. Because that's the first investment you make it into yourself. Business will be nothing without money, nothing without you. You make the business, you make the money. The business nor the money makes it. It doesn't define you. You made it. It started from you. It came from you. So, controlled by you. Yeah. You can tell you just know. I say, if I know, for a fact, plenty of producers to do for me. So, I work. Got a lot of fun. I'm still building as well. I'm have a fun rest of the year, especially, you know, knowing that the holiday season is coming. So it's going to be a little bit easier for you to get approved for certain credit cards. But holidays are coming. So they're just giving out money, you know, different loans, different credit cards. right now is the perfect time to be prepping your CPN. Get approved. Yeah. That's all I want to talk about today.
Practice within when you're without.
Okay.
Is one of my five credos. Practice being successful. How many people listening to this today practice being successful today?
What does it mean to practice?
Okay. Through affirmations, through going to the Rolls Royce dealer, maybe Lamborghini, maybe something else.
Right.
In my particular case, it was Rolls Royce. And within a year of me going to the Rolls Royce dealer, I had a Rolls. Okay. Within 19 months of me dreaming and adding it to my goals, a castle on an island, I own Guthrie Castle. Go to stores you can't afford. Go hire lawyers you can't afford.
Go hire them.
Oh, no, I'm mean, use them.
Okay,
I mean,
use them.
Lawyers will meet with anybody. Accountants will meet with anybody. Go to the big four accountants with a business idea. The first couple meetings are for free. Jettison probably a lot of the people you'll hang around with. If you have poor public speaking skills, join Toastmasters.
Right. That's still around.
Yep.
Okay.
Join improv. So it's all possible. But I devoted myself to feeling successful. I was wearing suits like this before I could afford them.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get them?
Credit cards.
Right. So act, as they say in Hollywood, act as if.
Correct.
In a way. Okay.
Correct.
Right. If you could pick up the phone and make a phone call to the 20-year-old Dan Pena, that's almost 50 years ago. Right? 64, 63, something like that. What advice would you give that young man?
It's the same advice that I give and the best advice that I got. Just do it.
That's it.
Do it.
It's like the Nike slogan, but with
correct, except with the bad word.
With a bad word in there. What is the best advice you've ever received?
Most people procrastinate because they're unsure, so just do it. He said the same thing. But I've never had a problem just doing it. Because one of the things is you learn as a young combat infantry officer is time costs lives. Fred Smith, who I like a lot, who is a similarly trained officer like I was, who was a Marine officer, he said, when I got back out of school, when I learned that mistakes weren't causing arms and legs and life and death, making decisions was easy. Similar for me. We overanalyze because we're unsure. We're not overanalyze. We don't overanalyze because we are not sure if it'll work or not. We're more worried about on the emotional side, it embarrassing us. I treat everybody the same.
Okay.
With disrespect, release your brakes. Are you old enough to have driven a car that had emergency brakes that don't automatically go off when you put it in drive? You're probably too young.
No, I remember that. You had
okay.
The emergency
well, just imagine you drove your car through life with the emergency brake on. It's bad for the transmission. It's bad for the tires. It's bad for the universal. It's bad for everything.
Right. And you never release
then the brake. You take, oh, geez, the emergency brake is on. Then you release the brake. What happens? Whoop, surge ahead. Right?
Yeah.
Most of us go through life with our emergency brakes on. This is most of us. Keep the emergency brake on because we want a reason not to test ourselves. I've tried a lot of things. Nobody's failed at more things than I have. And the first 100 million are successes, but I could write a book about failures that would be like Churchill's volumes, The History of World War II. I mean, because I've tried a lot of different things. Because failure is just testing. And one of the reasons I've been so successful in generating this equity and value in my kids, and I call you all kids, is because I convince them that making a mistake is okay. Your parents probably told you can be anything you want.
They did.
That's
It's a very American thing.
Yeah, but you can't. That's... You can't. If it's all juxtaposed, you can do anything you want that you have passion for. Because that eliminates most of the crap. Because most people don't follow their dream. You can't have a dream come true unless you have a dream. Now, I still dream. I dream in Technicolor. I say my affirmations and goals every single night. Well, I was taught by some very smart people a long, long time ago. I used to be with the Onassis Group, the CEO of Onassis Shipping, who was the right-hand man for 60 years of Aristotle Onassis.
Onassis, right, the Greek shipping.
Yeah, he says, Dan, just remember, dress British and think Yiddish.
I've never heard that,
yes.
But I like that.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means, well, dress British.
Right.
You know, not being braggadocious, but this is a Savile Row suit, you know.
Very formal.
Yes, and think Yiddish. Think in a canny manner. Think shrewdly. Nothing derogatory at all. It's a great compliment.
Most of you lack the skills to sell your vision with clarity because you don't practice. And the travesty really is because you don't believe enough in it. You just don't. And if what you're trying to finance isn't your dream, isn't your vision, I mean, the banker or the person on the other side of the table sees through it clearly. They know just absolutely, definitively. Because at the end of the day, they want to feel down deep inside, warm and fuzzy, that this person or this person will do whatever it takes to pay me back the money. And if you don't believe with all your heart, then you're not going to, you know, go that extra mile. That's what they want to believe. And most of you don't believe passionately in what you're doing. And that's why it's very easy for me to say you ought to turn the damn key. Just walk away. And look for something that you can passionately believe in. Is that so difficult?